Okay, why don't you just put the final touches on the sugya and then spend a little bit of time just on the very chizik v'sairus, the kras yom kippurim. So there is a fundamental machlokes that we've been talking about in so many different aspects of it for the last couple of days. It all started with the Beis and Beis. It all started with the theory of Rabbi Natan and the
Rebbe. I for one do not hear you. I don't know. Is it me or is it you?
Yeah, we can't hear.
Can't hear. Okay.
Hello? Now you hear?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the good news is I didn't say anything yet. So we have this theory about the definition of Davar Sheb'erva, definition of an erva, definition of Gilui Arayos, which is basically Rabbi Natan Shita in Gittin, and we connected it to Rabbi Natan and Tezer Rosh and Maseches Yevamah. It's all the same theory that Gilui Arayos is not defined necessarily by Chumras or Yisra per se, but there has to be a certain dimension of it, a certain characteristic, and the characteristic of Os Lazeh Mut Lazeh is really the defining feature of Gilui Arayos. And the Rambam, that whole definition. Ram says, open up, come to Shul Minchi Yom Kippur, hear Parshas Achimos, you know what a nerva is. And we said, Rav Ram HaGadol seemed to, again, Rav Ram HaGadol was a chiddush, but he went along with Ikaron with that idea of the Rambam, that once we can identify an Issa Biyah, but an Issa Chama Biyah, whatever you define that, Karis, Misa, Karambam, whatever you think meets the criteria of being an Issa Chama Biyah, that's enough to label something as Gilui Arayos. So that machlekes that Rishonim plays out in a related, I'm not going to say identical sugya, but a very, very much related sugya, a sugya in Maseches Yevamos, where there is a principle that appears in Maseches Yevamos that we generally accept the halacha, that there is an ironclad connection between the following two statements: who Kedushin Israel is not taifis with, and what kind of a union, what kind of relationship creates Mamzerus. Now, it is evidently clear that just because a man and a woman join together and produce a child and they weren't married, that has absolutely zero to do with mamzerus. Mamish nothing. It's called a child born out of a wedlock that in halacha is totally meaningless in terms of the outcome of the yichus of that child. But a man and a woman who cannot have kedushin, it is impossible for them to have kedushin. So that is the basic prerequisite, so to speak, for mamzerus. How do we know this? Where does this principle come from? So those are sukkim in the fourth parak. It's all based on psukim. The psukim that speak about mamzerus and Pashki Seitzei speak about leikach yishes aviv, and then we try to figure out what that model is. Leigala kanaf aviv, is that a kores? Is that a lav? Is that something? But the common denominator is that it's an itvisas kedushin. It's an impossibility between the couple to have kedushin. That is the recipe for mamzerus. Then the Gemara has a detailed question. So, who exactly falls into that category? Is that only Chayv Krisos, even Chayv Lavin, Rabbi Kiva, Rabban? Okay, so again, you have some details to iron out a little bit. But the fundamental premise is there. Not all Tanoim buy into that fundamental premise. Rabbi Yeshua has a very, very unique shit. Rabbi Yeshua says that only Chayv Misa's based in creates Mamzerus. Even though Rabbi Yeshua Bepashtus concedes that there's no kedushin by Chayv Krisos, that's Taisus points out that all Shas we don't find anywhere Rabbi Yeshua should argue with that principle. So, in Rabbi Yeshua's understanding his worldview of the relationship to Kedusha and Zeris, there's not necessarily Tali Zebizeh, but that was the Tas Yochid. We don't follow that. We follow the middle of the road, the Shita. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's extreme that even Chayv Lavim, and we don't accept Rabbi Yeshua's total separation between Mamzeris and Kedusha. We follow the middle of the ground, middle road called Shimon HaTimni Shita, that the two are very, very much linked to one another, and the defining feature of both is actually the Chiyuv Karis. So in the middle of that sugi in Yevamos in the fourth parak, the Gemara throws out the following shadow. What's the din if you have a Bas Yisrael who has Bia, has relations with a Goy, or an Eved Kenani for that matter? We'll limit that discussion to Goyim, and ultimately Eved Kenani floating around today. So an Akam Abo Bas Yisrael, very, very real shadow. Akam Abo Bas Yisrael, so you have a woman who's totally Jewish, and she goes ahead and has relations with a Goy. What is the status of that child? So, halacha, we're okay. I'm not getting nervous, we're okay. But the Gemara raises that as a very, very real question. Why? Because the chora, if you just complete the equation, you just keep on extending it, if e tfisas kedushin is the geirim of mamzerus, So then this is an e-tvizis kedushin. It is impossible for a goy to be kaddish b'mazon shor, because ain't kedushin tofsim akum. Well, that's from Sukkim, that's for sure. For sure, the kaddish Yisrael, kedush Yisrael is the prerequisite for having kedushin. So the Gemara raises a red flag. Wait a second. If a goy is bol b'mazon Yisrael, that should create mamzerus. That's like chavik krisus. It's not chavik krisus, but it's like chavik krisus. It has that characteristic of e-tvizis kedushin. So the Gemara quotes one opinion and says, yeah, no chanam. One day the Gemara says that if an akum above Bas Yisrael, talk to the child's imam. So the Gemara says we don't pass like that. The Gemara concludes, Hilchasa, it's not true. The Hilchasa, Eved Yachum above Bas Yisrael, the child is not a mamzer. What the Gemara never really tells us is, what's wrong with that equation? Manishtana, the, let's say, a brother is mezana with a sister, that creates mamzerus. Father's mezana is the daughter, that creates mamzerus. So if a goy is mezana with a bas Yisrael, she also creates mamzerus because there's the inability to use kedushin. So where is the breakdown in the equation? One day I said there is no breakdown. Taka is a perfect equation. The Hilchos of the Gemara says that's not true. So Taka, why is that not true? So Rashi, on this spot, I think I put on the Mamar Kermis. No, I put the Rashi on the Mamar Kermis. I didn't put it on. I put the Ramban on. I put the Ramban on. So the Ramban is quoting, it quotes Rashi, that's why. So on the 12th of the Mamar Kermis, so the Ramban, Uman de Machshe, the first line, Savar, Ke'eshazav, Ma'eshazav, the day lo tafsu bekedushi, the acharine tafsu bekedushin. Lafuki hani de lo tafsu bekedushin klau. This is a quote right out of Rashi. That, but medivar memurim, an e-tvisus kedushin creates mamzerus. That's when you have an e-tvisus kedushin to this particular person. But if you have you have one of the two parties, the man and the woman involved in this relationship, kedushin doesn't speak to them. They're an e-tvisus kedushin klal klal. To everything, the entire world is no parsha for kedushin. It's nishken mamzerus. That's what Rashi says, Pshat. That's the reason behind that line, the Gemara, the Hilchasa, that the child is kosher. The child is not a mamzer. Because this is different than the brother and the sister. So the brother could be Mekadosh, a woman, and the sister could become a Kodeshes. The father and the daughter, could be Mekadosh, and the daughter could become a Kodeshes. But the two of them together can't have Kedushin. That's the din that creates mamzerus. But when you have an Acham Babas Yisrael, the Acham is Mufka from Kedushin Legamer. I can't do it, Rashi. So the Ramban says it's a Pella. Ramban says, doesn't understand. It's a kavachimer. Madach, a person who's basically kedushin does speak to them, but in this one case, there's no kedushin. Even that creates mamzerus. How much more? Salach is kam v'kamla. Someone who's mufka l'gamri from kedushin, avad and avad should create mamzerus. That's the Ramban's kasha against Rashi. So what do you think about that kasha? How would you appreciate this Rashi? What's the beer of Dov and Das Rashi? So the Chora, Rashi will say is as follows. This halacha of e-tvisus kedushin, that's the engine behind mamzerus. That's the Pesach to the sugya mamzerus. You want to know who's a mamzer? Look at the inability for kedushin. And everybody say, no. Yishlach kol wa. Is that the wa or is that the wa? Is that the Sibas Hadovar? That's the reason? Or is Itfisus Kedushin a way for us to measure that there's something fundamentally problematic with this relationship? So Itfisus Kedushin is not the Sibas Hadovar from Mamzerus. Rather, the real Sibas Hadovar is the relationship. But the barometer that we use to measure how bad is a relationship. So Rabbi Akiva thought even Chavilavin is a terrible relationship. So we don't think so. See, Chavilavin is bad. We're not advocating Chayv Elavim, but from the fact that the Torah does accept Kedusha between Chayv Elavim, that shows us it's not so terrible. But when you have a relationship of a father and a daughter, a brother and a sister, or a man with an Eishes Ish, those are kinds of relationships that can create Kedusha. Those kinds of relationships can create Kedusha. That's a similar davar, that this relationship is so bad, is so faulty, is so sinful, so problematic, that such a union, such a relationship is going to create mamzerus. So once you redefine, once you rephrase that the creating mamzerus is not a direct result of the Itzvus Kedushin, but rather Itzvus Kedushin is a measuring rod, it's a barometer to measure the Chumras Isser, what kind of a Chumras Isser can we pinpoint? What kind of a Chumras Isser can we call as a type of an Isser that creates mamzerus? So we have a type, listen to all these halachas that we have. We have a din from Mamzerus, and it's only by Tfilas Kedushin. Is there anything else that we know about women who don't have Tfilas Kedushin? Is there another name we could possibly call them? What's the word?
What? Donos.
Women who are not in the relationships that are not in the parsha of Kedushin. Do we know of others? I'll give you a hint. Achiv v'achaisai, benim imo, abiyav nation. These are Reyes. But the Torah is basically, the Torah is handing it to you in a silver spoon. The Torah is saying, you want to, what creates Mamzerus? I'll tell you what creates Mamzerus. The Reyes creates Mamzerus. So Kedushin is just a way to measure whether this is an error or not. Obazoi, that the real engine that's driving Mamzerus is the parasha from Gilead Reyes. So now, what Rashi says makes perfect sense. If we had coin a phrase to describe the difference between Achabal Achaisoi in contrast to Goy Abal Bas Yisrael, I would say Ach Abal Achaisoi, it's Asura Lazeh Uat Muteris Lazeh. Or i.e. Tfisus Kedushin Lazeh, Vien Tfisus Kedushin Lazeh. But Ach Abal Bas Yisrael is a what? Is a what? Asur l'kol. No Jewish woman can be with a goy. So since no Jewish woman can ever be with a goy, so this is not Gilead Reyes. This undermines the very definition of Gilead Reyes. This is the halachic equivalent of, it may sound strange, but in Akam of Babas Yisrael, even though it's true, there's no Tfisa Kedushin, that's correct. That's true but irrelevant. The name of the Yisra is not Gilead Reyes. Harayet Asur l'kol. This is much closer in model to what, but another kind of a terrible, terrible aveir for Nisakores, that Taka doesn't create Mamzerus. Bolanida. Now, again, I didn't say they're identical. Bolanida, Taka, the risk is Kedushin. Akam Abbasol, there's no Kedushin. That's because the need is Jewish, and the man's Jewish, but here the Goy is not Jewish. So just because there's no Tfis Kedushin, if the reason why there's no Tfis Kedushin is not because of the Shem Arayas, and Goyim, by definition, is not really Gili Arayas. Can't be Gili Arayas. That's Shaykh Gili Arayas. That's the case that I understand fully well. Why the Hilchasa Havlat Kosher and Rashi had no qualms. Rashi wasn't bothered with the Kol Shekin of the Ramban. Rashi didn't care about that Kasher of the Ramban Kol Shekin. But the Halig Ramban, who asked the question, the Ramban did pose the question. The Ramban rejects Rashi's Shita outright because of that Kol Shekin. Zem, what do you see from here? How did the Ramban learn Pshat in the relation between Kedushin, a lack thereof, and Mamzerus? That. It seems to be the Sibas HaDover, or even if you want to call it the Simen HaDover. The Ramban wasn't gregarious, that whole parsha from Asur L'Zeh Muteris, that idea was a Taisus idea. Ramban didn't believe in it. The Rav Gadol didn't believe in it. So the Ramban must offer a different pshat in the Gemara. So why is it Hilchot Vlad Kosher? If Rashi's pshat is not correct, so Taka, why is it Vlad Kosher? So the Ramban makes reference to a tshuva of Rav Haigon. The third line of Rav Beinu Haigon Zamatzasi tshuva benusach hazeh. Va'anach nahochi garisna. Rav Haigon had a different girsan line the Gemara. When the Gemara says, V'hilchasa havlat kosher, the Rav Haigon had the next few words. The Gemara explains why. Ma'i shesav shezar miyuchas achrov lan mamzav, kol miyuchas achrov lan mamzav, fukur hai she'enza miyuchas achrov, v'havlat kosher, v'hilishna v'bori time adkan. What does it mean? What did Ramban say? What did Haigon say? Gaval Gavar from Haigon. I'll tell you why the kid's not a mamzer. It's nothing to do with Kedushin, with Tfis Kedushin, with Abayas, Rabbi Natan, Ramban, Rabbi, none of that. A purely technical, logistical reason why the kid's not a mamzer. Mamzerus means that the combination of halachic DNA between the man and the woman that formed this child is flawed. In Ruchnius. It's so flawed. And Ach Abol Achaisai, that's a flawed DNA in Ruchnius. Stranger with an Eish Azish, that's a flawed DNA. And that creates a problem in the child. The same way we have to, we understand in the physical world that when you have two people come together and there's a problem of DNA, it creates problems. So this creates a halachic problem, halachic stigma called Mamzerus. When you have a Goy, a Bol Bas Yisrael, there is no problematic DNA here. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know why? How many parents does this child have? One. Who does he have? But his mother has no father. You know why? Because there's no yichus between a Jewish child. The kid's Jewish because he's born from a Jewish mother. There's zero yichus between a Jew and a non-Jew. So he's not b'siachas acharoviv. So pidin, he doesn't have the stigma DNA. He's a fully 100% kosher Jewish kid with one mother. That's it. There is no father. And that's why he's not a mamzer. That's what Haigon says. What a wow, a machudish de gavort from the Heiliger of Haigon. And Ramban signs off onto this. What forced, in a sense, Rav Haigon to this, Ramban to this conclusion, they couldn't see Rashi. Rashi's pshat didn't fit. Because Rashi's pshat was working with a certain mindset of Asur Lazem and Teres Lazem being so important, and when that falls, that breaks down, the din is different. Rav Haigon and the Ramban and the Rambam, they had a different take on the entire view of Gilei Arayos. It's because you're a Sula Kol that doesn't detract from the Arayos Shevoi Bechlal. So, Habaycha Yivcha, you want me to be Machriya, therefore Yom Kippur about between Rav Haigon and Ramban against Rashi. I'm not going to be Machriya. Just for food for thought. Yeah.
According to that Svara, can we say that a Baal Nida wouldn't
pick Mamzer? No, the Gemara says Beferish Baal Nida is not. That Gemara, no matter what, so, according to the Rambam, it's Mamish and Erva Gomor. Nida is Baal Nida is like Baal Ishidish, it's Erva Gomor. But the Rambam, we said a couple of days ago, has to learn its Xeris HaKosu, Sini Dasov, it's the Yitzim and HaKal. According to Rebbe Tam, it's not the Yitzim and HaKal, it teaches us that Nidah Stach and Nada Dav Shabirim. So by Sakopan, this is all just a direct result of Gittin Tabez and Rebez. I mean, you can't read the Gemara and the Tosfos without realizing that all of these sugyas are all interlocked, all the pieces are all connected to each other. Everyone read Beis and Rebez, everyone realized all this, the Ram Pshuta my mind. Okay, by Sakopan, let's move a little bit to the... Not that this wasn't, also terrorism.